On a recent Saturday morning, about 50 members of the Iowa-Wisconsin chapter of Singles in Agriculture toured the Sullivan Brothers Iowa Veterans Museum in Waterloo.
President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese...
The museum visit was part of a weekend of activities that included dinner, dancing, and socializing. Marcella Holtkamp is here from West Point in southeast Iowa. She's been part of the group since it was established.
1990. I've met so many interesting people. It's been very good for me. And I've enjoyed going. I'm getting older. But it's still a good group of people. I'd recommend it to anybody.
New members join all the time, but it's usually because they've gotten divorced or because their spouse has died. National Board of Directors member Josetta McNutt explains the challenge now is to draw younger people.
When they first started the group, they were like in their 40s and 50s, and now they're in their 60s and 70s and 80s in the group right now, but we're trying, as a national board, try to revitalize that.
McNutt says she thinks one of the ways to revitalize is to help people understand that SIA is not necessarily a dating service like a more familiar one on the internet.
FarmersOnly.com, I think, is based just for dating. When you want to meet somebody, you want them. You want to get married to them. You want a relationship with them. And Singles in Agriculture, we travel to several different states and have events, and it's very educational, and you would never do this on your own, and you're with a group that feels comfortable to you, as they're all farmers.
She says knowing about farm life is important because before anyone even introduces themselves, there's a bond.
We're a different breed. We don't have a 40-hour week. We know what it's like to pull a calf on Sunday. Or you have to combine your corn, or you have to plant corn, and it rained, and you have no rain, and you have too much rain, and you have snow to move, and it's 20 below zero, and you have to go out and feed those calves.
The group's motto is, you're only a stranger once, and then you're a friend forever. But dating does sometimes happen, and once in a while, it results in marriage. Just ask Maria Mess.
He lost his wife through cancer. I lost my husband through a farm accident. We had the same thing in Carming. And when I joined the SIA in Nebraska, it was a place to go where you meet other people who are in the same carico or the same boat.
Maria and her husband Elmer live near Davenport and have been married 14 years. The Messes and another couple, Rupert and Charlotte Curl of Mazomanie, Wisconsin, have now become members of another group, Singles No More. Rupert says, unlike some of the other fellows, he really was looking for a companion.
Well, I sort of had a few in mind, but I had a couple, about three good ones that I lost. I was slow in the draw, so when I met her, I hopped to it in a hurry.
Well, it was the first choice. Oh, dear.
Charlotte, who's been married to Rupert for 15 years, says she believes the group has been able to be around so long because it's evolved.
Nurses and lawyers and teachers and all that sort of thing. Maybe they teach ag-related subjects, or they work in farm insurance or for the farm bureaus or that sort of thing, but somehow have a tie to agriculture. But, you know, if we really think about it, everybody's tied to agriculture because agriculture feeds the world and everybody eats.
Kenny Schoberg from New Providence is dressed in jeans and proudly wears a long-sleeved white T-shirt with the Singles in Agriculture logo on the front. He admits, though, it didn't start out that way.
I wouldn't tell anybody I was going. I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. So I told my mother I was going out with pizza with friends. Well, next day at church, she says, well, how was that pizza? Well, didn't exactly make it for pizza.
Kenny instead went to a bonfire and dance sponsored by the group back in 1999 and is now a board member. Singles in Agriculture has 12 chapters in 16 states. And this summer, the Iowa-Wisconsin group celebrates its 25th anniversary. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.